dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday as we get ready to talk to Johnny Dorn later on in the program. He's scheduled to come up in segment two this morning, and we will talk to Johnny about the Major League Draft, what he's hearing, where he might be going, what he's anticipating, what he's going to do during the draft. It lasts forever, you know, and we'll talk to Johnny Dorn about that. Plus, the end of the Husker season, talk about maybe what went wrong down the stretch, what went right early, and it all seemed to go right for Johnny all season long. Even the two times that he lost, he didn't give up runs at all for the most part, and how bad he'd like to punch that little fellow from UC Irvine right in the nose.
Well, how much he'll remember the game at Oklahoma State, the only game ever to be played in that ballpark, a 1-0 ball game, which he came out on the short end of.
Yeah, I'm sure that's memorable.
Well, 28 years of history in that ballpark.
He lost. Right out. Gone.
Yeah, he'll remember that. I mean, that's something you, I think you take back and you go, you know, that's pretty cool when you look back on it. One game, even if I did come out of the short end, I was a part of something. 37 wins, ranked second behind Shane Comanet.
Probably remember that.
Being a Friday night guy for a couple years.
I can already tell that if I pursue this, Derek, he's just going to be angry. So there's no need for me to pursue this because, you know, Daddy's trying to feel better, and there's no need to make him angry.
No.
1-0. Ooh, memorable. I suppose, what's more memorable, 1-0 or your first career start as a major leaguer? Despite giving up two, despite going 2 1/3 innings. It was a joke. Said it last week, said it a couple weeks ago. It's a circus with Jabba Chamberlain. Jabba Chamberlain is the ringleader. I mean, he is the lion in the three-ring circus. And I feel bad for Jabba because he is just, in New York, he's just a puppet. They're just dangling. Starting pitcher, 2 1/3 innings. Give me a break. Give me a break. That was, and no fault of Jabba's. I mean, he was probably nervous and blah, 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 blah. Tell Jabba, okay, you are now a starting pitcher for the New York Yankees. It's not like he's never been a starting pitcher. Put him out there, and when you feel it's time to take him out, which was not in the third inning last night of a 2-1 game, despite four walks, we've seen worse performances. He had three strikeouts, so his ratio was not 0-4. Got out of a bases-loaded jam in the first inning after he'd given up a run. You know, give the kid time to settle down. He had no time to settle down.
Baby steps, Doug.
So that's not a baby step. That's a pie in the face. That's a kick to the shin. There was zero progress last night in Jabba Chamberlain's career. Zero.
Not true. That was his longest outing of his career.
Zero progress in Jabba Chamberlain's career last night. Zero. You can say that he started a game. So what did he get out of it? Did he get anything out of it? Did the Yankees get anything out of it? Did anybody get anything out of it? He could have thrown a simulated game. They could have sent him down to the minors. It was a joke. That was a joke last night. It's a joke. I hope the Yankees continue to dwell in the cellar of not only the American League East, but all of baseball.
He got the longest outing of his career. They're going to expand that the next time he goes pretty soon by the end of the year.
72 pitches. Woo!
Well, you know, he got behind.
Are you trying to win?
I don't know what they're trying to do.
Well, that's exactly right. I don't think they know what they're trying to do. A starting pitcher is a starting pitcher.
Then they bring in the AAA kid to replace him. Yeah. They called up earlier in the day.
Can I ask you, what's the difference when he throws 62 pitches? You could bring him in the fifth. He's probably going to get a good shot at throwing 62 pitches. You can bring him in middle relief. I mean, where's that? If you're only going to limit him, throw him in middle relief. You can throw him in middle relief, and he'll get his 50, 60, 70 pitches.
This is just the start of a 15-year career, didn't you hear him? That's what the Steinbrenners say.
Well, really want to hear what they have to say. Really want to hear what they have to say. We expect to be joined by UNK Athletic Director John McBride later on in the program as well. But Johnny Dorn coming up, and we are looking forward to the biggest weekend of fundraising for UNK with the Blue Gold event. It's their largest event of the year. Brings in some pretty good cash. People get to enjoy a good dinner and auction and a fun time on Sunday night. Then enjoy golf at Meadowlark Hills, also at the Kearney Country Club on Monday. Yes, a six-person scramble. At those two facilities, and it's always full.
Yeah, you see some good scores in that deal. A lot of 19-unders, even. Crazy.
You would hope.
Yes.
You would hope. Also, there's still a few raffle tickets for the Masters, another fundraiser to go to the 2009 Masters, and we can't even begin to tell you how great that package is. We talked to the folks that won last year and went. I mean, they were sitting five rows deep on the 18th green, you know, just off the 18th green on Sunday. You will have that opportunity. You can do whatever you want. I mean, you are a regular fan when you get there. I mean, there's no reserve seat, but you're on the grounds. You're in a special clubhouse. They take care of you with meals. It's absolutely unbelievable. You have to get there, but everything else, I mean, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and $100, you could be getting a package worth about $10,000.
I believe if they're staying at the same place, they're about roughly three-quarters of a mile from Augusta National.
So it's pretty amazing, and you can find out more by contacting the UNK Athletic Department.
Douglas had a great outing last night in Hastings, Nebraska, at Hastings Kino Bar and Grill. Sean Callahan was in the house. Got about double the crowd we had a year ago. I think Mike and the gang did a great job again for us over there. Sean is excited, did the recruiting video, also showed the spring game highlights. So a lot of people came out to see him, and we appreciate the reception we got over there and the turnout we got at the Hastings Kino.
Did we learn anything new from Sean yesterday?
No, you know, I think as far as Husker football goes, I think it's going to be in they've got 100 offers out there. You know, people want to know who are the next recruits, basically, that they think will be signed. And really, he didn't know where to go with that. He said these camps will really tell a whole lot of the story here in the next 3 weeks.
What's the biggest thing that's coming to Nebraska as far as the Nebraska camp goes? I mean, you hear about top-of-the-line kids going to Nike camps and this camp and that camp and linebacker camp and lineman camp and kicker camp and, you know, the elite, what is it, Elite 11 quarterback camp,
yeah.
In Lincoln. I'm guessing that's not going to happen anymore. Just because they were trying to bring in kids that could throw the ball as opposed to whatever Bo Pelini is going to be trying to do. We're not looking for your Sam Keller, Harrison Beck, you know, top Tim Tebow, top of the line throwing supposed Chris Leak. I guess it'd be a better one than Tim Tebow. Slingers out there.
Yeah, I think they're probably looking.
Are we? Are we?
Well, with Sean Watson, you got to think they're coming out of that same mold, but you got to think that probably they're looking at more mobile quarterbacks than a Sam Keller. They want somebody that gets out of the pocket, and I think they've got that in Cody Spano, and of course, in Joe Gans can get out and run a little bit himself.
So Husker, hopefully some quiet time, but not for Hunter Tiefenthaler.
Hunter,
for the third time in a little over a year here, picked up for driving under the influence, and so some problems there for Tiefenthaler. And the thing that sticks out to me, it wasn't just kind of, it was .2.
Yeah,
you know, there's the borderline, and then there's .2. I mean, he knew. So, third offense, and that's, I don't know. Is this going to be something that he can come back from? Is this something that Bo Pelini says, bye-bye, we don't need you anyway? Is this something Bo Pelini says, son, we need to get you some help, and as part of the unity council, and as part of the team, and as part of the brotherhood that this team has, we're going to work with you and get you back here where we need you to be. Which direction? Well, I think this will be an interesting call, by the way.
That's it. He's gotten picked up twice, but only one of those was convicted of. So the other time, no matter what, that one went away. So this is actually his second time I think this will be handled internally. And it'd be interesting to see if there's a game suspension tacked on to start next year.
Well, if he is allowed to stay with the team, he would definitely have to have some kind of a suspension.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to have to do something to make amends for this. And what Bo Pelini has in mind, I think that'll all be handled. It's interesting the Unity Council comes back, because you saw that earlier, and then Bill Callahan did away with it. Now it's back in place. So it's one of those things where I think that'll be dealt with, and you probably won't hear much about it. And I think that they're going to let this deal go to court and let the judicial process take over as well.
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll play it out and see how things work from there. Coming up later in the program, we're going to be catching up with UNK Athletic Director John McBride. But next, Johnny Dorn joins us, the Grand Island native, kind of in the line of Grand Island great pitchers, great athletes. So Nebraska has been a benefactor of some of those, and they're hoping Cash Kielkowski is the next one. But we'll talk to Johnny about the Major League Draft, about the Husker season, and probably the last time we talked with Johnny as an amateur. He's coming up next on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our transmitter actually contains parts of the Chernobyl reactor. It hasn't affected us yet.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
Undefeated Big Brown ran away with the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness. Now he goes for the third jewel in the Triple Crown in the Belmont Stakes. Simulcast for wagering Saturday at Fodder Park. Be there for the Belmont, plus coast-to-coast racing starting 11 a.m. from 20 tracks, including Hollywood Park, Churchill Downs, and State Fair Park. Big Brown runs for the Triple Crown in the Belmont Stakes Saturday, Fodder Park, Grand Island.
Tired of trying to start your old mower? Get a new Toro mower from Ace Hardware and Garden Center. Toro offers a wide variety of walk mowers, including some with self-propelled drive and even electric starters. Or take a look at Toro's Time Cutter zero-turning riding mower. With Toro financing, there are no payments and deferred interest for 6 months. Plus, at Ace, all power equipment sold is fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. And we pack it with service after the sale. Ace offers free in-town delivery. Bring your trade-in to Ace Hardware and Garden Center for a new Toro this spring in Grand Island and Kearney.
I'm Richie Ross from the Tennessee Titans. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS.
Hawthorne Jewelry is celebrating 130 years of doing business in downtown Kearney. During our celebration, you can take advantage of store-wide savings that include our designer lines like Lorenzo Colored Stones, Bellina Wedding and Engagement Rings. Our 130th anniversary celebration ends June 14th, and so will the savings. So hurry to Hawthorne Jewelry in the downtown Kearney Center.
Hawthorne Jewelry, Kearney's original jewelry.
We'll see more clouds, along with some breaks of sun at times, with a chance for showers and scattered storms today. Otherwise, look for highs to around 79, with an east wind developing at 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see shower and storm activity. Some storms may turn severe, with a low near 62. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 73.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Johnny Dorn just around the corner. You can email us anytime to the Net Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Hey, Metal Arc Hills wants to remind you of their father-son or father-daughter golf tournament coming up on Father's Day. Sunday, June 15th, 8 a.m. shotgun start. They will have tournament prize money, green fees. They'll feed you a lunch. It all is included in your entry fee. All prizes come back in merchandise. Flights will be based on the number of entries. Who can play in this? Any father and son, any father and daughter combination. You know, grandpa and son, you know, just put it together. You can find out a whole lot more by contacting Metal Arc Hills at 233-3265. A unique event, a fun event, played on a beautiful golf course at Metal Arc Hills in Kearney. You can also check out their website, metalarkhillsgolf.com. metalarkhillsgolf.com. Again, it's their annual father-son, father-daughter golf scramble, Sunday, June 15th, Father's Day morning at 8 a.m. You go out, you play the tournament. You still got most of the afternoon to enjoy with Dad on Father's Day. So that's going on at Metal Arc Hills coming up on June 15th.
Doug, did you happen to see the play made it in the pitcher position last night by Randy Johnson? The left-handed grab off the one hopper back to the mound.
Yeah, nothing I hadn't done before. All right, so big deal. Whoop-de-doo. Hit it up the middle, you stick your hand up, you catch it. Yay.
Nice reaction.
What? What? It's not. This is nothing Johnny Dorn couldn't do.
Well, but it takes a special person.
Well, he's special. He's very special. He is the number one pitcher for the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Second career wins total as he moves on to what we hope will be a successful career after college. And we are pleased to be joined on the Doug and Daddy Show by Grand Island Zone and Nebraska's Johnny Dorn. Johnny, welcome once again to the Doug and Daddy Show.
How you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great, and glad to have you on. And, you know, the career is over at Nebraska. Your thoughts, I know you said after or in the press conference after the game that you were hoping maybe you'd get a chance if you could get a couple of wins as a team to come back and maybe throw on Monday. But I'm guessing in your heart you probably knew the odds of that, even if you would have won and come back, were slim. Just your thoughts when you were walking off the field that last time.
It was tough. I mean, this team was different than any other team. We were a tight-knit team, and, you know, it was the toughest part was those seniors not getting it done for the rest of them, and it was just hard to take.
Johnny, talk a little bit about the slide at the end of the year. Looking back at it, have you any time to just sit down and go, what happened?
Yeah, I mean, I think... like we said all year, the team wasn't the most talented team, and in order to win, we were going to have to do everything right and play good baseball. And I think, you know, down the stretch, an error here, you know, bad pitching here, and you know, the clutch hitting one there. So I mean, it was just we just weren't playing that complete baseball.
Chat with Johnny Dorn here on the Doug and Daddy Show, but this year was a heck of a lot different than last year, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, I mean. Obviously, last year's team was a lot more talented. I think we were picked to go to the College World Series, and things just didn't work out from the get-go. It seemed like we couldn't get on a roll last year, but I mean, this team this year, I would say, had a lot more fight to it, and just kept plugging away and kept winning.
Johnny, as you look ahead for Nebraska next year, and I know your career's over, but who do you look to lead the team next year?
Oh, Eric Bird, Mike Nesis, a couple hard workers that I get to work with every day. They're two pitchers, obviously, but position player-wise, Nick Sullivan and DJ Belfonte, two great leaders right there. And those four guys will show you how to work, and they've been here before, and four good guys to follow.
Johnny Dorn joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show, getting ready for the Major League Draft, which starts tomorrow. Before we get into that, though, you want to give us any inside information on Eric Newman? His name already popping up for Texas Tech. Is this a guy that's entrenched at Nebraska, or do you think this is a guy that might be moving on?
I don't know. That's the first thing I've heard about Coach Newman. It'd be tough to see him go. He's such a good coach. He did an unbelievable job this year with the guys we had. And you know, I know he played down there, so it'll be tough for him. But hopefully, he stays a Husker. But you know, either way, you'd understand.
Johnny, talk a little bit about what drove you to be that Friday night guy, young in your Husker career. And, you know, entering this year, I understand that you had 1453 wrote in your closet. That was a number of players selected in last year's Major League Draft. And that obviously drove you some this year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there were a lot of other things, too. I mean, obviously 3 years being here and not being that Friday night guy. And being so close. But, I mean, to have a Jabba Chamberlain and a Tony Watson in front of you, to be able to pitch behind them was a heck of a ride. And to be able to be in that spot this year was it was fun and a little more added pressure and had fun doing it.
Talking with Johnny Dorn on the Doug and Daddy Show, did you watch Jabba's performance last night?
I did. You know, it's expected. I mean, he's doing a great job down there, and probably emotions running high last night. But there were some good things and some bad things. But, you know, when there's no longer a pitch count, you know, those Blue Jays hitters were trying to ride him as well, get him out of there as quickly as possible. So that would be a weird experience, and I think he did a good job, and he'll keep getting better and better.
Well, let's move on and talk about the draft coming up over the next 2 days. What are you hearing? Let the fans out there of Johnny Dorn and of Nebraska baseball know what they should expect. What have you been hearing? Who's been talking to you?
I don't know. Teams stay in contact, and, I mean, they just want to know if you're draftable. I mean, obviously, you're a senior. You're not going to have too much leverage. And I don't know. They could tell you, here you go in the ninth round, and you may be in the 27th, so you never really take it too much to heart.
Johnny, any thought about you and Brooks being a package deal at this point?
Well, I mean, I saw him Baseball America this morning. He's probably the number two bullpen catching prospect in the nation, so he might be up there someday. One hell of a major league career ahead of him.
And he's always got officiating to, you know, fall back on, I guess.
Oh yeah, it was a unbelievable ride to be here with him for 4 years. I know everybody else loved him to death, and he'll go on and do his own thing, and you know, it was a lot of good memories.
Johnny, for the fans out there that don't know, I know that you'd go anywhere that you're selected, but you know, who was the team you followed in the majors growing up? And you know, I've despised the Yankees and really was ill when they drafted Jabba, but you know, I've learned to live with it. You know, who would be the ideal place for you to go to?
I've always grown up loving the Cubbies. I love Wrigley Field, and you know, they were always on in the afternoons when you're a little kid, and in the summers having nothing else to do, and so. You know, that'd be the one place I'd love to go, but there's 29 other places I'd love to go also.
Johnny, what will you be doing during the draft when it starts, and where will you be hanging out at?
I don't know. Probably not by the computer like I was last year. That was a long day. And, I'll be having fun somewhere, so hopefully get a phone call, and we'll go from there.
Now, if I remember right, with most of the guys that get drafted, you're pretty much going to be right off to somewhere after you get drafted, so you have a very little downtime between the end of the season and what happens this weekend, I suppose. What have you been doing to enjoy this whole week that you've had off?
I'm just trying to hang out with the teammates as much as possible. I mean, these seniors that you got to hang out with the last 2, 3, 4 years, they're about off in a couple days, so you never know when you're going to see them again. So we're taking that in as much as possible and having a good time.
Johnny, how's your arm right now? Is it tired?
No, it's fine. It's ready to go. I mean, obviously you gotta stay in shape for the draft. Like you said, you're going to be shipped off here soon, and so still throwing, still lifting, and still ready to go soon.
Johnny, before we let you get out of here, let's go back to, and I know Daddy always has brought this up to a variety of players and coaches, but your career's over at Nebraska now. Give us the highlight or two that sticks out maybe on the field and just a couple of the things that were really neat that you got to experience, whether it was playing or some of the places that you traveled to.
I don't know. I'd say individually, maybe punching that super regional against Miami, and then being able to go to the College World Series. But, I mean, I loved every guy that I played with. And, I mean, guys like Joseph McGuidis, Alex Gordon, you can learn so much from. And then the friendships you have, like Thad Weber and Jake Opitz and Bryce Nimmos and guys like that are with you for a lifetime. So it's been unbelievable.
Well, Johnny, we wish you the best of luck in the Major League Draft and your future beyond. Thanks for so much for always letting us catch up with you on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me all these times.
Take care, Johnny. Talk to you soon. Johnny Dorn, ace pitcher for the Huskers, second in career victories, probably should have been first, just the way he pitched. But as you pointed out, and as some of the guys that we talked to on the Husker baseball beat earlier in the year, you know, he may have won. He may not have pitched as well last year and won more games, and he pitched better this year and didn't win as many games just because of the way the offense worked. And you know, he was leaving games 1-0, and maybe they'd get beat, or he was leaving a game 2-2 or something like that, and the Huskers would win, but he wouldn't be in anymore. And Johnny Dorn, boy, I'm going to tell you this. If it wasn't for Johnny Dorn, the slide would have started a heck of a lot earlier for the Huskers this year. When you can go out and get that Friday night win every time almost, it's pretty tough to you know, have a whole lot of momentum to go in for a weekend when you're on the other side.
Oh, yeah, you're facing those guys every Friday night. They drag you out, and somebody comes up with a pitcher. I mean, you can be the bottom of the Big 12. They've got a Friday night guy that's awfully, awfully tough, and you look at the scores on Friday night, very seldom do they have a Missouri-Texas score of 12-9 or 15-9. That's just bizarre. You know, it's always, it's usually 3-2, 2-0, 1-0, those type of scores. And Johnny was right in the middle of all those games this year.
Well, it'll be interesting to find out what happens with Johnny. And, you know, I think he was a little hesitant to speculate where he might be selected because you just don't know. The draft still is heavy high school first. You know, once you get that draft, then you have to wait so long before you can be drafted again. You know, seniors out of college, very, very few of them are selected high. Now, Alex Gordon, Darren Erstad, obviously going very, very high in the draft. You know, Java going in the first round. But
those guys were underclass. I mean, they were juniors.
Well, that's true.
You don't have
Erstad
leverage.
Erstad wasn't a junior.
You don't have leverage.
Erstad wasn't a junior. He was a senior, wasn't he?
No.
I think so. I think Erstad was out.
You don't have any leverage when you're a senior. They know they're going to get you.
Yeah, it just depends how bad they want you.
Right.
You know, but we'll see. We'll see. God, I hope he doesn't get selected by some slug. Hope he goes, wherever fate and destiny point him so that he can pitch in the majors, I guess that's all that matters. If he ends up in Tampa, if he ends up in Toronto, if he ends up in Seattle, God forbid if he ends up with the Yankees, I'd hate to see him go to a loser like that. But it will be interesting. And the thing is, you would think somewhere along the line, when they're looking at Johnny Dorn, and he wasn't the fireballer, there's going to be a scout somewhere that brought in, I mean, Greg Maddux was so long ago that he gets a lot of comparisons to Greg Maddux. But there are pitchers on major league rosters right now that pitch like Johnny Dorn, and you'd have to really get into it to find a list. But, you know, we could list three or four of those guys out there. And maybe that same scout sees Johnny Dorn and sees, you know, well, he's a lot like a Greg Maddux, or he's a lot like so-and-so and so-and-so, and maybe he can come in and get the job done.
Well, you hope so. He wants that opportunity. And if he's able to sustain what he's been doing, should be fine, have a chance to move through the minors, and then hopefully get that opportunity. But, you know, major leagues is such a far-fetched dream. It'd be interesting to know every year, out of 1,453 players, how many get a chance to play at that level.
We go to the Dent Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Thank Ron in Grand Island for this. Texas Tech has announced it has hired a guy on their staff that joined them as an associate head coach, so Eric Newman will not be going to Texas Tech. And as we research that even more, Dan Spencer is his name. Apparently came in from Oregon State last year, head coach in waiting, maybe a little sooner than they thought, but Dan Spencer is the new coach. So that's good that Coach Newman, that had just been a little bit of a rumor, and I guess that nothing will come of that.
Well, yeah, Eric Newman had played for Larry Hayes, I believe, and maybe even did some coaching for him afterwards, and so that name was speculated. But, yeah, glad to have Eric Newman still on the staff in Nebraska.
You can always fire us an email to the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, Dent Popper, home of the Arma Linings, and for years have specialized in paintless dent repair. If bad weather or the storms recently have dinged up your car, stop it and see Scott or Joel for a free estimate. Dent Popper on the bricks in downtown Kearney. We're going to catch up with the athletic director at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, John McBride, after this.
It's that same satisfaction you got from pulling the arm off a Cabbage Patch doll.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, good times.
The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A lot of people are going green these days, but at Mini, we're going British Racing Green. Because we believe you can hug trees and corners, and that 37 mpg and almost 500 miles per tank doesn't have to feel like it. We're also pretty sure that sporty looks don't hurt the environment. We're Mini. We make an environmentally responsible car, but it doesn't feel like one. Drive the 37 mpg Mint Cooper starting at 18.7 and go British Racing Green. MSRP excludes license, registration, taxes, and options. EPA estimated 37 Highway 28 City MPG for 2008 Mini. Mileage will vary.
The sizzling summer sampler from the U.S. Virgin Islands is here. Now get your fifth night free. Coupons worth $200 towards activities and attractions, a $50 cash card, and up to $100 resort or room credit. So call your favorite travel agent today. Okay, now let's sing. And bring the lawyers in too.
Offer valid at participating hotels on reservations made before July 31st, 2008 for travel between May 1st and August 15th, 2008. Restrictions apply.
Hey, Nebraska, this is Jeff from Big O Tires, and we're having our biggest sale of the year. Right now, when you buy three premium 80,000-mile Eurotour radials, you'll get the fourth one free. We're talking a savings of up to $130 on a set. Plus, at Big O, our premium 60,000-mile Bigfoot all-terrains are also buy three, get the fourth free, saving you as much as $200 on a set. So if you're looking to save 25% on great tires, get to Big O now. Tires, service, straight talk. Big O Tires, the team you trust.
People are talking about the Doug and Daddy blog at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's all good.
I'm surprised to hear that because that is new information.
You bet. The Doug and Daddy blog is all about insightful commentary and learned opinions from our dynamic duo.
Yep, can't they talk about
certain controversial issues, pretty much anything they want to talk about.
And of course, you got to talk back.
That story was completely inappropriate.
The Doug and Daddy blog on ESPNSuperstation.com. Let them know what you think.
Hi, I'm J.W. Hart, the Ironman of the Professional Bull Riders. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see more clouds, along with some breaks of sun at times, with a chance for showers and scattered storms today. Otherwise, look for highs to around 79 with an east wind developing at 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see shower and storm activity. Some storms may turn severe with a low near 62. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 73.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, also on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. If you missed any of our show or any of the interviews like Johnny Dorn earlier in the program, you can always catch it on the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft and The Courtyard, which is now open to enjoy the beautiful weather. Cunningham's Journal and The Loft in downtown Kearney. All you have to do is go to ESPNSuperstation.com and pick up the podcast.
Oh, The Courtyard, bacon-wrapped shrimp, prime rib, they've got it all. Check it out.
On the weekends.
On the weekends, yeah, check it out. Great, great food, great, great drink specials all weekend long. But right now, Doug, we're going to talk a little UNK athletics as John McBride, the athletic director, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Blue Gold coming up this weekend.
Big, big event for the UNK athletic programs. Thanks so much, John, for the time this morning. And are you ready to go this weekend?
We are. Sorry about that, not getting on there right off the top of the show with you, but running around doing a few things. But we're getting ready, a lot of details coming together, and the week before is always an interesting one, as you can imagine, trying to finalize all those details. But we got 282 golfers with us on the two golf courses, and I think we have officially reached the maximum level of golfers. And we're real excited about that. Signature sponsors are up this year. Number of golfers are up, and we're fill those two courses up. So we're excited about that.
Are some of those errands getting out to the range and working on your game?
No. Unfortunately not. I was at the Division II baseball championships in St. Louis the past couple of weeks, and it hasn't given me a chance to work on the golf game much at all. So I'm going to let some of my golfers, the Chancellor and I are letting some of the men's and women's golfers here at UNK hit some shots for people instead of us trying to hit shots, because that's not a pretty sight right now.
How about that 19-inning game at the Division IIs?
and until 3 in the morning.
Yes.
Yeah, it was, there was some great competition. It was a great tournament. I think we got back to the hotel about 4:30 that morning, and the USA Todays were already at the hotel door, so that's a bad sign.
Daddy, you've experienced that before, haven't you?
Yeah, I have experienced, but not because
say, this is something that you folks might have experienced before in your life, but I certainly haven't.
John McBride joins us, athletic director at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. John, talk a little bit about the events that people can still get involved with this weekend.
Yep. We have our dinner and auction on Sunday night on the 8th, and invite everybody out. $25 ticket will get you in for those events. We have a nice dinner. We have a silent auction going on, and then we have our live auction with about 20 items involved in it. There's still plenty of room for you to get by and participate in that. We have a lot of items, like I said, about 20 of them. We have trips to Denver for the Broncos, the Rockies, the Nuggets. We have a James Taylor concert at the Red Rocks that we've added to the package this year. So have those trips to Denver. We have a muzzle loader's dream hunt for those hunters out there. This is a pretty interesting one. Whether you're an avid hunter or a first-timer, I think it's an interesting one. Unique guided five-day excursion at the Brad Arrowsmith Ranch to take a trophy whitetail deer. And the package also includes a brand-new Knight 50 caliber muzzle loader. So it's about a $4,000, $4,500 package. And we've put that out to some hunters out there and gotten some feedback from people who are interested in that. So we may be taking some bids from people that are not with us in person on Sunday night, but a chance for somebody to get quite a package there. We've got a 42-inch LCD high-resolution TV from Russell's and a recliner rocker from Nelson's Furniture in a package. We have pheasant hunts, turkey hunts. Got a couple tickets to a New York Yankees game on July 23rd against the Minnesota Twins at the Yankee Stadium. And we're going to offer up an autographed item from Jabba Chamberlain and a chance to meet Jabba prior to or following that game. So it's an interesting New York getaway package, a chance to see a game in Yankee Stadium before they shut it down. So we're still working on a few things. Got a Husker football package for the Nebraska-Colorado game. We have four tickets for that contest. Caribbean Island Escape, a week's stay for up to four people at the exclusive Tranquility Bay Resort in Belize. I'm sure, Doug and Daddy, you've been to that many a time.
Oh, yeah.
Nebraska golf package, about 11 golf course packages. Toast of the Town is a popular item. Mark Lundeen Antelope Sculpture, a bronze sculpture limited edition, is back for us. And as they're just, I'm trying to go through these and hit a bunch of them. We have other things that will be on, be available for bid that evening. So it'll be a fun evening. And we'll try to collect some monies for scholarships and help out UNK Athletics.
John, congratulations to you and the UNK Athletic Department. I don't think we've talked to you since it became official that you won the RMAC Cup again, and UNK is going to have their first athlete go into the RMAC Hall of Fame this summer, and maybe you can touch on that because that's going to be a couple of neat things next month.
That is Danielle Shum, who played volleyball here back in the 80s and back in the 90s. Exact time frame on that, and I don't have it right here in front of me, but folks that remember UNK volleyball will remember Danielle real well, but she's our first inductee into the RMAC Hall of Fame. And the interesting thing about that, we don't have a long history with the RMAC, so that's why we're only getting our first inductee into it now, but we're excited about that. That'll happen the same weekend where we will receive the RMAC All Sports Championship trophy back. We've kept a spot for it on the shelf down here, so we're real happy to dust it off a little bit and put that trophy back up where it belongs.
John, if people can't make it out this weekend and they still want to give money to the college they went to or because they live in the community, how do they get a hold of you, and what's the athletic department number they can call you at?
865-8514. If they got any questions about the Blue Gold this coming weekend, how they can get involved. If they want to donate and can't be part of this weekend's activities, we'll be happy to talk to them. Just give us a call. Check All the information on all the auction items and everything I've been talking about the blue gold, is available at lopers.com. But if you do have questions, there's one thing we are doing, again, is the Masters raffle, and we had a good response to this. Tim Manline from Five Points won that trip last year, had a tremendous experience going out there. But we're selling Masters raffle tickets for just $100, and one lucky person is going to have a trip to the Masters, 2009 Masters, April 9th through the 12th, a trip for two next year. You have to get there, but once you get there, everything is taken care of, hospitality, transportation, tickets to the Masters. If anybody has any questions about the package, all they need to do is talk to Tim because he highly recommends it. I know he's bought his tickets again this year. We are selling tickets. They're going a little bit slower pace this year than last, but with everything that people were dealing with last week with the storms, I can appreciate that their minds are on other things. But I just would encourage everybody to get out here to the athletic department or give us a call to purchase those Masters tickets, raffles tickets. We will have them for sale at the auction Sunday night and at the golf tournaments on Monday. So there will be opportunities to do that there, but please make sure you get that. It's something you won't want to miss.
John, you bring up the storms. UNK took on a lot of damage as far as athletic facilities go. Did you sustain any noticeable damage?
Well, the city facilities that we use obviously took the brunt of it. The baseball field, the fence up there. Unfortunately, the storm hit the building along the third baseline, the clubhouse area. And we did have some water damage that came through the roof and did damage some equipment, baseballs, bats, other type of equipment that we're going to have to put in a loss for. So we did get hit there. Obviously, the fence up at Memorial is an issue that we'll be dealing with. But, you know, for the most part, we dodged a big bullet, I think, in not having more damage on that day. And with the city's help, they're hustling to get they got the fence rebuilt, and we're working with them on long-term plans for doing some things up there in response to the storm. So, the Health and Sports Center did pretty well. Our practice court, auxiliary gym, and Cushing got some water damage from some roof leakage and some issues there. So we didn't avoid it altogether, but we, looking back at it and seeing the damage that the other tornadoes have done in other towns, I think we can feel fortunate that it wasn't worse than what it was here.
Athletic director at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, John McBride, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Blue gold coming up this weekend. All the golf Monday, the dinner and auction, and all that going on Sunday. You can find out all the things that are on the auction at lopers.com. Also, I'm sure that having a former baseball player and Scott Cruikshank being the keynote speaker on Sunday with the baseball program revitalized here the last couple of years, that'll be good to talk about. It's just a big weekend, the biggest weekend for UNK.
It is, and I appreciate the time, folks. And it's time to, if you don't have your stuff in or you got some questions or wondering about entries into some things, please feel free to give us a call, and we're still trying to work in as best we can. Golf is going to be a little difficult. We don't think we can find another spot out there.
Well, Daddy, you had something that you
well, that's okay. Probably good, because okay. They won't tear up the course too bad by having me play.
That's
so.
Exactly right. Well, John, best of luck, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you, guys.
John McBride, athletic director at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Again, you can contact UNK athletic offices or go to lopers.com for all of the information.
Doug, I know right now a lot of people are out there replanting soybeans. Diner Grill wants you to know they've got soybeans. They've got Everlast alfalfa. They've got sorghum Sudan grasses like Diner Grays for you and your farming operation. They know it's getting late, but they still have seed for you. Call your local Diner Grill seeds dealer today. Diner Grill has planted more acres on this year's crops than ever before. There's a reason for that, folks. Call your local Diner Grill seeds dealer today. Diner Grill is growing for you.
We'll take a break. Be back with more after this.
Put your arms up on the table, bend over, and spread your legs.
Quite a sight, wasn't it, sir?
A sight I'd rather not be seeing.
Blindfolds will be available at the front desk.
and Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Oh, my goodness.
Are three grueling races in 5 weeks too much for any modern bred horse? The 140th Belmont could see only the 12th Triple Crown winner in three decades. Your ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 presents live coverage of the Belmont Stakes Saturday at 4 o'clock. Remember, Mike and Mike originate their broadcast Friday morning from Belmont right here on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550 AM.
Tip for anyone with a boat, motorcycle, or RV. Don't rub it in. Your neighbors already envy you, and they don't want to hear about all the fun you're having. And they aren't. Here's another tip. You can insure your boat, motorcycle, or RV with Progressive and get the same great rates and outstanding service you get with Progressive Car Insurance. On the road or on the water, you can expect great coverage and great service at a great price. Now that's Progressive. Start saving today at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio, available in most states.
Do you want a flat panel TV but can't afford it? Hi, it's Colin Coward, host of The Herd. We recommend Vizio as we did a year ago. Vizio.com. Fastest growing flat panel company in America. That's shaking up the industry. A 32-inch LCD under $600. A 47-inch 1080p LCD under $1,700. They are the HD TV of you, the people. I've got one and love it. Vizio is available at Circuit City, Sears, Costco, Sam's Club, BJ's, and Walmart.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see more clouds, along with some breaks of sun at times, with a chance for showers and scattered storms today. Otherwise, look for highs to around 79, with an east wind developing at 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see shower and storm activity. Some storms may turn severe with a low near 62. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 73.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Every nice day, every nice morning, coming to work. I don't know why people get up and exercise so early in the morning, but hey, thumbs up to them, because I struggle early in the morning doing anything. But, you know, you can tell they have a smile on their face. You know why? They're comfortable in the gear they got at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Whether it's shorts, shoes, socks, tops, hats, they've got it all. Favorite Major League Baseball teams, of course, the best running shoes and anything, you know, whether it's for exercise, whether it's for daily use, whether it's for the kids, whether it's to play sports. They've got baseball cleats. They've got everything you need for baseball and softball. But they're all feeling real good with their gear at Misco Sports. You're sitting at Memorial Field. You're sitting at Duncan. You're sitting there watching baseball. You're comfy in your shorts or your wind pants on a kind of a rainy couple of weeks that we've had here. They're happy. Misco Sports on the brick. See Steve and the gang at Misco's.
All those people jog in the mornings. They go, why do you jog so early? They go, oh, because when I get done, it feels good. Yeah, that's because it sucks while you're doing it. Of course it feels good when you get done.
Yeah, uh-huh. When's the last time you jogged?
About 3:30 this morning. I ran to the bathroom real quick. Went back to bed.
Awful nice. Awful nice. That's... No, I'm not even going to say it. I'm not going to say it. You know, all those things that up on the Loper's Blue Gold auction, anything that stuck out to you? Muzzle loading? I didn't hear anything about a big fishing trip.
No, that muzzle loading deal. I don't understand.
Now, see, how about that concert? See, that'd be kind of cool. Go to Red Rocks, see James Taylor.
I don't know who James Taylor is.
Little Jimmy Taylor? Come on. You know James Taylor.
Oh, of course, James Taylor.
You've seen the rain. Mm-hmm. You've seen the fire. Woke up yesterday morning. Wrote down this
just
song.
Just yesterday morning. Come on. They let me know you were gone.
James Taylor, kid me?
Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you.
It's got my wife's name in it.
Really? Did you write this?
Walked out this morning and I wrote down this song.
While you were jogging?
While I was jogging,
just
yeah.
Can't remember who to send it to.
Got a dog named Lulu.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
Very nice, Derek.
Okay, here's the deal, Derek. Here's another thing I gotta ask you. Being of the next generation, you can go, you can kind of circumvent, you know, Napster was the big thing a few years ago. Now you pay for music, you know, you used to be able to download about anything. Well, you still kind of can, but it's pretty easy to get a clip from YouTube or any of those services. Who are the geeks that record this and then go get footage? I mean, they're not real videos. But they, you know, it's not just the video, but they put up like video, vintage James Taylor, just like still photos, and you can do that with about anything else. Who's taking the time to do this? Because it's not the record company. It's not James Taylor. It's not his people.
You'd be so surprised on some of the videos that you find on YouTube. It's unbelievable. Like, people make their own music videos for the songs. It's, and some of them are pretty extravagant, and it's like, get a life, people. Come on.
People sometimes make their own videos with their dogs and stuff.
No, see, that's not what I'm talking about.
Are they getting any... Are they... Well... Today at the farm or the Davis household, probably. Do you have a YouTube video of you and Lulu?
No.
The family?
No. I don't know. I have no idea how
I'd need to get a YouTube video of Daddy up there. By the way, everybody I think has seen the YouTube video of the Kearney Storm already. That has really made the rounds here in the last couple days. But if you haven't, you can type in Kearney Storm or Kearney Tornado, and I think you'll see some of the devastation and really how scary that was. For about an hour in Kearney last week, and now they're talking the possibility of severe storms today and tomorrow. I, you know, all right, enough is enough. Enough is enough. If we've scheduled Legion baseball with Kearney Thirsties, we're 0-2 so far, and tonight is supposed to be the third going on against Aurora at Memorial Field. If the game takes place, we'll have the senior game at 8 o'clock on our sister station, Power 99. FM and the World Wide Web, KKPR.com.
A couple people clinching last night, Arizona State and Obama.
Yeah.
Now, when Obama clinched and got up on the stage, him and his wife did the knuckle deal. Well, his wife tried to do it. That was the first time black people had ever made the knuckle deal look really awkward. That was bizarre.
Arizona State dogpiled. Should there have been a dogpile at the Obama camp? They could have dogpiled. You know, some delegates and some supporters and
super delegates on top and the delegates underneath. Yeah.
Obama with a finger. Woo! Number one! Number one! So it's going to be Obama and McCain, supposedly.
Well, until Hillary.
Is this over yet? Good God.
I think
is this
it's got to be. Please.
Is it November?
Please let it end.
Is it November? What's going to be more painful, Daddy? The general election, the first Tuesday in November? Or coming out that Monday and Huskers being 500.
Oh, you have to do that right before the end of the show. Don't go there.
Hey, congratulations to Warner Phipps of Kearney High and Brittany Sampi of Minden, one of the 8 believer and achievers that were rewarded with $500 scholarships. The best of the best of the seniors across the state, sponsored by the Nebraska School Activities Association and U.S. Bank. We want to thank Johnny Dorn, Husker ace. Hopefully he goes high in the Major League Baseball draft tomorrow, and UNK Athletic Director John McBride for joining us on the show today.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, 1416 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!